147a, Kuf Mem Zayin Amid Aleph. Here we go.
Rabbi Yehuda,
right? Right. Oh, Rabbi Yehuda.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. You know which line that is?
Yes, I'm a Rabbi Yehuda.
Which line from the top?
Right in the middle. Right smack in the middle.
In the middle.
Lurkinus, Mais Lurkinus.
No, yeah. I'm a Rabbi Yehuda.
Last word on the line is Shiyata.
Shiyata?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, got it. Okay. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Maaseh b'Hurkanus b'Nosh Rabbi Elzer b'Hurkanus. Sheyatz b'Sudur al-Kedesh Shai. Went out with a handkerchief on Shabbos. Ela shenema kruchelo be'etzbo. But he had a strand that was tied by his finger to keep it on him. Darsh Rav Nachman Bar Chizda Mishmei Dar Chizda Halach Afi she'ein nima kruchelo be'etzbosav. That halach is the same whether he had that name a krucha there or not. So the Gemara says, "Darshan Achmis to Mishmei Rav Chizda Lacha B'Shenim Akruchla Etz Bosav Ula Ikla Be'Asi Barachini Bo Minei Yaste Mao Lasos Marzev B'Shabbes." Right? Can you make a Marzev, this plug, on Shabbos? So Amar Lo Hachi Amar Rabbi Lo Also Lasos Marzev B'Shabbes. My Marzev. Is there a Kisei Bavlaisa? No. What a Marzev actually is a Kisei Bavlaisa. It's it's when you fold over the bottoms of the long clothing that get to the ground. And the bottoms are held, the hem is held together by strings. It wasn't the shayla in casks or bottles, but rather the shayla in certain types of clothing.
Isn't a clothing, the reason why he wore a handkerchief or whatever it is around his shoulder, was that it might fall off, that's why he tied
it. Yeah, I said it was being held up by that, yeah.
It's being held up, so.
Yes, correct. So kisei bavlaisa, right? That's us. So you said Amar Zera kisei bavlaisa. That's what it is. Amar Rav Yirmiyah Aviyasev Kamei Rav Zera Amar Lehachi Mai. So over here, when Rav Yirmiyah folded the talis in a certain way, Rav Zera asked him, "Is that kifel what we talked about before of Marzev and Aser and Shabbos?" So Amar Leh, he says Aser. It's Aser. Va'achemai. And what's the din of this kifel? Amar Leh Rav Zera says Aser. Amar Papa Nakarai Kol Biatcha. Take this rule in your hands. The Kol Adaita Dil Chanufe. Anything when you make the kippel, and so the beged should be always, look nice and betamt, usr, that's going to be usr. Kol is not so shari, but if you do it in order to actually look nice with it on, since that kippel is not made to preserve forever, ki haider Rav Shisha Brei Davidi misnabisida, it's like Rav Shisha Brei Davidi, who misnabisadina, he used to put it on. It's an ornament on the clothing. If it's an ornament on the clothing, that's different than something which is being put there to preserve the state of the clothes. And there were taliso, and there were two sides of the talis were close to the ground. And it was sitting on his shoulder. And Amar Lefan Rishu Ben Zaras Ben Cham of Shor Rameir, who was the son-in-law of Rameir. Ha'im bazo lo chayev Rameir chatas. If in this case, this kind of hotzah, Rameir did not say chayev, that's not derech malbush. That's a derech of a masa of caring. So Amr Lehi, Rebbe said to Yeshua, Diktek Rameir Adkan. You think Rameir was this punctilia precise to make you Chayev Chatas on a Hotzah, which doesn't even look like it's Aser? It looks like it's the back of the Talis. Veshilsha Rabbi Talisa. He put down the sides of this Talis towards the ground. Kiata Ravin Amar Lo Yeshua Ben Ziruz Have. It wasn't Yeshua Ben Ziruz in that Maisa. Rather, it's Yeshua Ben Kafusai. Shayachasnosh Rabbi Akiva. It was the in-law Mechutin of Rabbi Akiva. V'amar Yeshua said to Rebbe, Bezu lo chayev Rabbi Akiva chatas. Amar lo diktek Rabbi Akiva ad kan, shilsha Rabbi Talis. He doesn't put down his talis. Kiata Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yehuda Amar Nishal Itmar. This story never happened to Rebbe. Rather, they asked him if it's mutter to go out with the talis sitting like a sway on your shoulder. And Rebbe wanted to be Mekel. Because since the backs of the talis go towards the ground, it's derech malbush. And they said, Rabbi Meir says, Aser, since the side of the talis are folded, it's derech masa. That's what happened. It wasn't that it happened. It was a discussion, and that's what happened.
You know, they have these hooks that hold it from one side to the other. Would that be considered a holding ornament, or would that be considered to hold it in place? You know, they wear the talis and they put...
Yeah, you know, those metal things.
That's good. That's a good example. When you attach that thing, it's mistama. It's not derech hana. It's not for derech. It's usually worn to help hold up talisim, which is not derech hisna. It's derech masa, and therefore might in fact be an asr on Shabbos.
So that would be asr to carry out.
Asr on Shabbos.
Asr on Shabbos. But it beautifies it. It's in silver.
They make it nicer. Listen, it's like the case. No, it's like the case in the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch talks about the watch. You have a thing that's attached to your clothes, a fancy watch. pocket watch. So the poskim talk about, you have to look at what it's really its primary use. Is it a functional use, or it's made to, meaning, you know, the watches that, yeah, the watches were seen as very ornamental, you know, and less as far as function. So you look at Rov Tashmisha, you look at the majority of its usage, you know, as certainly an indicator. It's a watch is strapped around the hand. While they are there for functional purposes, they're all designed to be made as a wearable item, as a clothes, as part of your clothing, as part of your apparel, as part of your apparel.
This is designed to be part of your
I think people don't wear it unless the top. I mean, people would never.
So what's the rule now? What's the rule?
Hold on, we're figuring out the thing with the clip on Shabbos. It seems to be a masa. It fails all the tests. Number one, people don't say, let me put on a nice, you know, in general, people don't go out of their way to go get nice clips to look nice. It's the first, the function comes first. When you
if
have a towel, it falls off.
Off, the towel's going to get dirty. It's
well, you're in shul. We're talking about in public when you're walking. In shul's not an issue. We're talking about in public, in the street.
But in the shul?
What's the problem? What's the, you're in
but it would, if they get it, the silver one, it's an ornament.
It looks nice on it.
But
no, but again, it goes back to the thing of the case the Magen Avraham has of the watch, meaning it serves a primary function. Yeah, what you're saying. All right, Shlomo Zalman was machmer on the Talis clips. It was machmer on the Talis clips. I have to remember why exactly he didn't like it when it was designed with a nice coattail. So you have a nice coattail look. I have to remember why he said. Okay. Fine. Let's continue. Okay, harochets. Fine. Kiata Rabbi Amar Rishu Ben Zeres. Right, we did it. Okay, harochets b'mei mara. One who is washing in the mikvah that was heated by the sun. Ubemei teveria, and the hot waters of teveria. V'nistapeg b'afilu bashar aluntis, and he dried his body, even if he dried it bashar aluntis with a special type of cloth. Which, but asar luntis, with 10 cloths that don't have in each one of them a lot of water. What's that?
10 towels.
Yeah, 10 towels. Lo yavim bi, you shouldn't bring them home, even if there is an erev. Why? I was afraid that you're going to forget and soak them in your house. Aval asar bnei adam mistapkim, but 10 people could share one aluntis and wash their pneim yadem raglam umavien oso biyadim. They could bring it in their hands. Even though there's a lot of water in it, we're not afraid of srita. Why? Because there's a lot of people, and each one's going to remind the other one. Okay, the Gemara's going to clever. What in the world are we talking about here? Okay, we rub ourselves on Shabbos with oil, umeshamshin, use it, and you rub it in with your hand on your entire body for hana. Avalo misavim, but you can't put it in like deep into your body. Bekoach. Velo miskaren, and you don't comb your body with a kli that was used for that because it's a maisachol. Ain't your.
Why would we be afraid of if he applies oil to his body? Why would we be afraid? The whole reason you can't put like lotion is you're afraid you'll make it. Why?
Schika samamanim?
Huh?
Schika samamanim, you mean?
No, what's the whole purpose? You can't, let's say you can't put on lotion on your body or something like that.
Lotion is not refuah. Lotion is memarech, is smoothing it out, is taking something which is thick and then breaking it down into a thinner component. Oil, same thing. I was saying once it's you're just putting on lightly, you're not doing that. But to really get in there, Miss Amlin would be doing that. That's Mistama the Malacha at this point.
Oil is the oil is for the person of Mistama.
No, but the whole thing is you're afraid you'll make the preparations.
Who said that?
That's why you can't put on, let's say, medicines or something.
That's refuah. That's medicine. That's Mesechika Sammanim.
No, but the whole purpose is that you'll make the preparations for it on Shabbos. Anything you put on your body, then.
It's not the. Listen, the Gemara is still going to get to what the malach is, but Mistama, when you just put in Stam lotion, it's not an issue of Skika Samamanim. The Gezerah of that you come might come to make medicines was by things which are put on for Rafua purposes, not beyond that. If it's not Rafua, it's not. Was never part of the Shalom.
When you put the oil on, it's nothing, but when you start rubbing the oil into your body, then it's bad.
But it's still not that isser. It's still not that isser. It's not the same thing as a sleek. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Fine. Okay, let's continue. So the Gemara says, Ketani, we learned in the Rishon, the Mishnah, Meimara, Dumya, Demei, Tveria. The Mishnah seemed to making a comparison. Oh, sorry. Ain osin, we don't make ain osin apik tavyizin. We don't make a special elixir that causes vomiting. Ve ain mat atzvin et akadin, and you don't atzvin et akadin. You don't fix his bones. We had that already. Ein machzirin et hashever. We don't return a bone that broke. Right. Al refu is aser and Shabbos. There's a gzera mishum schika samim on him. And then we say.
Is that applicable today?
What?
Not setting a broken bone.
Well, we assume it's a kind of, if you leave it, the kid's going to get injured further. But as far as Misha Nifrika, one who goes out with a bone, which is removed from Yadav Ragl, lo yitrifem bitzona. Don't soak it in the hot water.
Cold water.
Yeah, cold water. So cold water. Aval rochets hu kedarka wash normally misrapa, and misrapa, if it gets bitter, it's better. Fine. So the Gemara says as follows. It seemed to make a link between the two in the Mishnah. So too their hot water. And therefore it's a rochetz dieved, person who did it already in. Fine. But lechachila, the indication is that you shouldn't go do it. Right? So meklal, the Gemara says, meklal de lehishtatev kol gufo, to pour hot water in your entire body. That seems like it would be mutter. Right? It sounds like it was not recommending you go into the Shvitz. But if someone poured it on you, on Shabbos, v'lechilo shapir dami. That's not derech chitza.
A mikvah on Shabbos, is it hot, the water?
Is the water heated
on Shabbos?
Sometimes it's heated.
So how are you allowed to go in? It says you're not allowed to go in.
That's not rechitza. It's not considered washing. You're not going in there for bathing. You're going there for a mitzvah, dvar mitzvah. It's not washing. So I feel...
So going into a swimming pool is not so much the drying with a towel. It's really the pool being heated that's a problem.
No, you're not. You're also not allowed to put your full body submerged in water on Shabbos. So this is already gzeres habalonim. Mikvah again is for dvar mitzvah. The gzeres was never made by dvar mitzvah. That's why mikvah is mutter on Shabbos. There was never a gzeres extended mitzvah. This is rabbinic. The rabbis could say how far the gzeres goes. They never extended the gzeres by as far as a mitzvah. Simple as that. They never went as far as a mitzvah. Fine. So the Gemara says, "Lo yishadav b'chamin tzedom." We were married. Rishim matir. Rabbi says, "Aser b'chamin aser." But someone is going to be mutter. Fine. The Gemara says as follows: "Mistapig afilu ba'asara aluntis." You could use even 10 towels, but don't bring it with your hands. So Reisha, the Mishnah, said, "Aser aluntis revusa kamash balan." They wanted to teach us a chiddush. The seifa revusa kamash balan by the and the seifa which had the 10 people. Wanted to teach us a further chiddush, and that was the one aluntis. Reish of Ushmaan, the chiddush of the Mishnah is as follows. Reish of Ushmaan, the filuhani, even these asara aluntis, the lo nefisha behumai, since there's not a lot of water. Kevin dechad, since it's one person who, ase lide schita, he might come to do schita. The seifa rabusa kumashalan, the seifa gives us another rabusa. Even the ones that are a lot of water soaked in there. Cave in the Rabbin, since it's many people around using it. Medakri adadi, they're going to warn each other. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Mistapeg adam anyantav v'shabes ba'aluntis umanicha. You could use it bechalon. Leave it in the window near the merchas, near the bathhouse over there. Okay, fine. So v'loyus merena lularian, and don't hand it over to the balan and the bathhouse attendants. Okay, so the Gemara says, Mibnesha Chashudim al Oso Dover, because we're afraid of the Oso Dover. The Oso Dover here is Schita. Okay. The Jewish ones, it was usually them who was causing the problems for the Jews.
Well, why don't we, the Goyim ones, the Goyim?
Can you hand it over to them?
Yeah, because there would be Schita for you. They would do for on your behalf.
If it's for you, then it's Osir. If you know they're going to do the malacha for you, then it's usher.
Right, so there would be the way.
What's that? Right, good. Shchurim al osadav. Rabbi Shimon's mistapik baluntis achma veltzabech. Then you could bring it to your house and offer your yischap because as we, against our Mishnah, this price goes against the Mishnah. So amar le abai lav Yosef hilchasamai. What's the reason? So we say that how do we have haskan lacha? Hilchasamai, sorry. Amar le hi, Rabbi Shimon. Ha, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan. all those matir to bring the luntas to your house, and halachas like them. So the Gemara says as follows: Rabbi Shimon matir is hadarma that which is in the brisa. Rabbi matir the Tanya, Rabbi Shimon by Yirum v'lomdim Torah Eitzor, Rabbi Shimon Shvitko. When I was learning Torah by Rabbi Shimon Tko, haynu malin shemen. I would use oil to lasuch v'aluntis mechatzel legag in order to to dry from the chatzel to the gag umigag lekarpef to the open area at shaynu magin eitzel mayan shaynu rochzimon until we got to the mayan to the wellspring where we would wash ourselves with. Shmuel says, "Damar Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel mistapik on the maluntos mevia biyadal toch peso." Rabbi Yochanan, "Damar Rabbi Yehuda Bar Am Yochanan, Allah mistapik on maluntos mevia beso betoyado betoch." Bring it into his house. Umi Am Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Allah and kistamish. The Allah is like the stam mishna. It's not mistapik. I feel the vessel until you be biyado, right? Like Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara says, "Ahu kaben chachinai masnila." No, that didn't learn the mishna like was ben chachinai. Rabbi Yochanan learned the mishna, right? That's divrei ben chachinai. That's not a stam mishna, and therefore, because they have the name ben chachina in there, it's not halacha like him. It lost its status of being a stam mishna. Okay. So we say as follows: Amram chia bar Amr Yochanan ha'alorian the balanim mevi, and they could bring a derech or shusna rabim. At the balrei nashim, the sadinim, which the women dry themselves in him, lebei banit, the baser merchatz, ubilvach yiskasba, but they have to wear it on their heads as they bring it, right? As they bring it. Sakinte, one who wants to go out into Surabim with a big sakinte is a big suder, right? A big kerchief. They can go out with it, it's not a problem. One second. Yeah, tzarech likshor shnei rashi lamata. You have to tie the two heads down at the bottom so it doesn't fall off your head. That which we said you have to tie below is lamata miktai. It means below the shoulders. That's what it means. Okay, so the Gemara says as follows. Sakin umesham shemen. Sakin umesham shemen. Those that, that was going on what again? Oh, fine. Sakim Mishamshim, those who rub the oil on them. Sakim Mishamshim Mishamshim Mayim. Now, if it's for a chola on Shabbos, right, you could do it for a chola on Shabbos. Bilvad Shalom, as long as you don't do it, Bosa Kederek Shu Ose Bechol. As long as you don't do it like you do it during the week. So, Hei Chiyavit, how could you do it? Shalom Asiyas Derek Chol. Ramach Harach and Amar, Sach V'Achach Mishamish, right? The Derek Lashamish, and then afterwards to rub it in. Rabbi Yochanan says, Sach V'Mishamish V'Achachas. You're going through the technique. How you are able to do it. The question is, now that we ascertained, if you're using it for B'nai Me'ayim, now your question comes back. Why isn't that Tzchika Samamanim? Okay, hold on.
So going back to also the jacket, you know, where when it's, you don't have a Nerov and it's hot outside, you're not allowed to wear the jacket then on your shoulder, right?
What's that?
You're not allowed to wear a jacket on your shoulder. In other words, you don't put your hands.
Correct, correct.
Right?
Correct, yes.
So if it's Bavasachas, that's what you said, Bavasachas, it's Mutter, because then it's you're allowed to put it on, so Bavasachas. You put it on, and then afterwards you rub it, because that's the way you do the chol.
Okay, but isn't the Xeris still the same for healing? Okay, not sure. I'm not sure to think about that. Okay, so the Gemara says as follows.
This is what he explains here. This is what he says. One may smear oil, massage intestinal area on Shabbos, okay, but it must be performed in a matter different from the matter.
Yeah, that's the Gemara. We just said that.
Therefore, one applies the oil and rubs immediately, and he does so gently, not vigorously, as per the opinion of
But I'm saying, why should that be mutter? Why should that be mutter if it's healing on Shabbos?
Because it's really not really healing. It's not really healing.
Okay.
It's not considered healing.
Okay. All right. So the let's continue. Okay. Avalo misalmin. Amar Abchia Barab Amar Yochanan. Asalamin b'kar yishol diosus. It's also to stand in the Karkiosa shel diomus, a river where the waters were very salty. So the Gemara says, "Meisha male omarape," because it's heating and it's healing. It does both. Okay, so the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Amar Rav." What's that? Yeah, Kol Yemei, all the days of Refuah Shemosus Esrim Echad. There are 21 days. Vatzeres Mina Minya, Chag Shavuos is within the 21 days. So the Gemara says, "Bayluhu Atzeres Lahai Gisa Lahai Gisa." The Chag Shavuos at the beginning of 21, or was it at the end of these 21 days? So the Gemara says as follows. Tashma Damar Shmuel Kulu Shakinu and Tchinu Vanatzeres Malu. All these, all the drinks that are for Refuah work from Pesach until Shavuos, because Chag HaShavuos is the end of that period of 21 days. You see, it was the end of that period where he told him to go heal yourself. Dil mahasim hu dekamed dekarir amamali. So you see, the worse something is as far as drinking, dil mahasim hu dekamed dekarir amamali. The more cold it is, the better it is over there. The heat is not something which is more wanted. That's why it wasn't the problem. It wasn't like the heat was doing anything for you. It's actually more healing when it wasn't as hot. Okay, so the Gemara Kedizin says as follows. Yeah. Amar Reb Chalbo, Adil Ma'asa Mishum Dekam Dekarib Abel Haka Mishum Hevlehu, but over here came into Chami Alma Tfei Mali, but over here the steam itself is what's helping, and therefore it could be that Chag HaShavuos was the beginning of the Tuan, and therefore it's better for a Yontif. That heat is better reserved for a Yontif, and therefore it could be actually the best at Chag HaShavuos. Okay. It could be also, Rashi says, the Chami Malma Tfei, the world is actually warmer then. That's Rashi. Machlokes Rashi Marsha as to what Chami Malma is over here. The world is warmer, or the Hevel is warmer that's coming up. Before I forget, I want to make sure I mention the heated mikveh, right? The mikveh case. Rav Moshe was against the heated mikveh. He was very much against the heated mikveh. He said, though, if a woman who's a Nida is going to the mikveh Shabbos night, and she sees the mikveh is hot, she could go into it. There are many who want to be mekel. Many chassidim are mekel on a heated mikveh, specifically based on a korban nesanal, second parak of Shabbos, which is what I said before. It says the gzerah was never included in the original gzerah of swimming on Shabbos. Mikveh was not. Mishnah Brura is unsure if the going to the mikveh is. He understands for someone who's tamei to go to the mikveh, great, but going for tosefes kedusha, for adding on sanctity or kedusha, he was very. He's a little bit more. Right, that's why he's, I mean, you know, a woman who's a Nida.
No, is that for a woman?
Yeah, for a man, it's just Tosefes Kedusha. It could be the Mishnah Brura is also including, though, that carry, going after a seminal emission, that's not just Tosefes Kedusha. That's a certain type of Tahara is achieved. So we should, ideally. We don't have it now. We just got rid of the whole thing because we said no one's going to be learning Torah anymore. Everyone's going to wait till they go to the mikveh. But there is an Inyan to go every time after a carry. There's an Inyan to go. So it could be the Mishnah Brura was even including that in the list of non-Tzitzvahs Kedushas.
According to the Manda Amara that says taking a shower is enough.
Yeah, what about that? Could be that the net.
It could be.
I don't know. I have to look.
According to the people who say jumping in the pool is enough. I'm jumping in the pool for Tzitzvahs Kedusha.
And it could be Echanami. Or it could be that the heter for a mikveh was only by a mikveh lechachila, not the heter of Tisha Kabin. The heter of Tisha Kabin. It could be a full-fledged mikveh only was the heter. I don't know. I could make an argument that maybe possibly in a chanami. Okay. Fine. Let's continue. Am Rabbi Chalbo. Chamra de prugi. What's that? There you go, your heter. Right. Chamra de prugiaisa umay diomosis. The wine of prugisa and the water of diomosis. Kipcho asar shvatim Yisrael. Lost the Jews the 10 tribes. Lost them the 10 tribes. They were kicked out and therefore gone, right? So they're trying to figure out what the Avera is which caused it. So the Gemara is talking about following these types of wine. Could be something that caused it. Elazar ben Erech ikalasim. He got to that area, prugisa and demiosis, and imshach basariso. And he followed after, you know, pleasures, worldly pleasures. Iaker Talmudo, and because of that, he forgot his learning. Right? We went through this Mar Mokum, that first year that I gave over here. Yeah, Kihader. When he came back from that area, Atam Kam Lemikde Sifra. He came up and got up to read the Torah, and Boy Lemikre Chodesh Lachem. He wanted to read Chodesh Lachem, and Amar Chodesh Hayalibam. But instead, he read Hacheresh Hayalibam. Was their heart quiet? He was making mistakes already. Bo Rabbanu Rachmei, the Talmid Chacham daven for him. Because they remember what a big Talmud Chacham he was. V'hadu Talmudah, and his Torah came back. Hainetan, this story of Elazar ben Erech teaches you that following. Rabbi Nehorim, have a goal of Makom Torah. Always take yourself out to a place of Torah. Al Torah Shiva Lerecha. Don't say Torah is going to follow me. Shechavrech Berech B'yecha. Because, V'el ben Asech Al Tishan. Oh, you know, my students are going to come need me. Don't rely on your own understanding of everything. Okay, it's a big. Don't assume everyone's going to come. That's the problem with Elazar ben Erech. He went to this beautiful place, retired in Palm Springs. But none of the Talmidim were there, so he had no one to bounce the learning off of, and therefore forgot it. Tanya, lo, Rabbi Narai Shmo the Tana, not named Rabbi Narai, El Rabbi Nechemya Shmo. Vamri lo Rabbi Dozer Ben Erech Shmo, Lamri Nikr Shmo Rabbi Narai, Sheminar Einech Chaim Malach, because he illuminated the eyes of the Chaim in Halacha. Avalo Mizgarin, but you don't scrape the skin. Tana Rabban Engor, Megreb Shabbos, you can't scrape the skin with a Megreris on Shabbos, with a type of comb that smooths out the skin. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, "Ima you reglav melucha betit v'tzov." His legs were filled with mud and dung. Gor kedarkvi scraping normally in choshesh. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda Abdelei Ima Megarta Megaspa. The mother Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda made him the silver type of comb thing to use on Shabbos specifically. This hurts not uvda the chol. It avoids the uvda the chol problem. And Yarden le Kordima, you don't go down to the Kordima on Shabbos, my time, Mishum Pika, because a lot of slipping used to happen there. Veinos and Apik doesn't miss Shabbos. You don't take a.
What's the issue with slipping?
What's that?
Why is slipping a problem?
Dangerous, Sakana.
The clothes.
So why not every day of the week? Why only on Shabbos?
Because he's going to put out, Rashi says he's going to put out clothes, so he doesn't.
He's gonna wring out the clothes.
Yes, he doesn't slip.
But he's bathing and wringing out the clothes. If he falls into mud, that's what it is. It's mud.
Yeah. The stipler.
If he goes into a swampy river and he gets all dirty, then he's going to go ahead and take a bath.
No, but here the problem is slipping, it says. Pika is slipping. Here the problem is slipping.
But it's not because of the mud. The mud.
Rashi says that the issue is slipping. Yeah, he's going to end up wanting to. That's Rabbeinu Chananel. Rashi says the problem is that you're going to do skita because after you slip in the mud, you're going to feel so bad about how you look. You're going to squeeze out your stuff. The stipler. I read the stipler in the Rav Yoshev biography. The stipler, when he got water on his pants, it was the last year of his life, he was very sick. He got water on his pants in Yom Kippur, and he in Shul, it fell down. So there was a little urn thing there, and it fell down on his pants. So he was afraid to put his leg down because he thought it would be schita on Yom Kippur. So he kept his leg up for the next last 3 hours of Yom Kippur. Stipler kept his leg up. Okay, so Ain Osen Amid Shabbos, fine, you tend to take the enema on Shabbos. Amar Abchad Amar Yochan and Loshan Ola B'sam. It's only taught by something that has a type of a thing in there to help you for vomiting.
Yeah, it's not the enema. It's the other part.
Aval B'yad Mutter. But making yourself vomit with your hand is Mutter. Tanya Reb Nechemya Amar Af B'cholos. You know, weekday it says Efsed Ochlem because it's causing wasting of food. There's the Isser of anorexia. Ain matzah at the cotton.
That's why you're not allowed to do that.
And it's also sakana. And ain matzah at the cotton. And you don't fix the limbs of a minor. Am Rav Chana Yochanan lapufi yanuka b'shav shabbat dami. Wrapping a baby on Shabbos is mutter. Baran tanei matzah. So we said you can't fix the limbs. Hasam b'chur mishad. There we're talking about by the aligning the spine. The mechzi kabona, because we said it's like bona. Ain machzei the shever. You don't put back a broken bone. Am Rav Chana Rav Shmuel. It's in the name of Shmuel. Let's just finish the line. Here we go. Finish the parak. Halacha machzir and shev. You can return the shever on Shabbos. Broken on Shabbos. Rabbi Chana ikla lepubedisa lo al pirkel Rabbi Huda. And he didn't go into the drasha Rabbi Huda. Shadre la ada dali. Rabbi Huda sent ada. He was like appointed over, like his gabbai. And it said Amr like zil garbe. Go and take his cloak from him. Azil garbe. So they went and they took his cloak. At ashke the kadar shever. Rabbi Chana came to the drasha and he saw the Rabbi Huda. Way to get people to drasha. He saw Rabbi Yehuda was teaching about fixing broken bones on Shabbos. Amr Rabbar Rechadas Rabbi Yehuda. Hachar Rechana Bagdas Rabbar. Rechadas Rabbar 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 Amr Yehuda said to him, Ha Tana Didan Vaha Shmuel Didan. Chana Zars and Shmuel Zars. They're both from Babel. Below Shmiley. But until you said this, I didn't know it. Lav Bedina Garvite. Now, what's it called? Yeah, see, we're happy I took from you the cloak. Mishin if Arkiyada, if one's hand becomes right dislocated, you don't put it back in. Writes Rav Avya, Havi Yosef Kameid Rav Yosef, Vishanya Luyade, and his hand became popped out. Right? So Amrle Hachimai, what do we do? Asr Vahachamai. He said, that would be Asr Vahachamai. What do we do? He said, and so what? Amrle Asr. He also told him again, it's Asr. Hachi Yiftach Yade. In that moment, while he was doing this, Rav Achya's hand got healed. While he was showing him, this is what you do, this is what you do, his hand became fixed while he was doing this.
But if you have a dislocated hand, it's very painful. You're allowed to fix it.
Gemara says no. Gemara says
the
no.
The pain is excruciating.
So if you're at the point where you need to lay down, of course, Chol Hashem Bosakana is allowed to do refu on Shabbos. But they're assuming you live with it, you're fine. Amar Lei Mai Tabai Lech. What was your question? Ha Tanami Lundin Mishnah Mi Shadifra Gyado Raglav and Echavatonin. Shouldn't hit massage them in cold water. Avarochet Kedarkim Srabis Rapa. But you could do normally a bath. And if it becomes good, fine. Amar Lei Rechis at the Melot Tanami. Do we learn Amach Zirin at the Shever? Amar Lei Rechis at the Shmuel. Halach Amach Zirin at the Shever. So. Amar Lei, Kulu Bechada Machisim, all the parts of the Mishnah were they put together by the same stitcher who puts everything together? No, rather where something was fixed, it was fixed. Doesn't mean you change the whole Mishnah. Where there was no addition added to the Mishnah, you don't start adding things. Just because one part of the Mishnah was changed doesn't mean you fix now and change the whole Mishnah.
See, the thing is, okay, in the old days, when you broke the bone, you had